We've always made sense of our world through stories, coherent narratives with beginnings, middles, and ends. But what happens when technology accelerates beyond our ability to weave these experiences into meaningful storylines? In Present Shock, Douglas Rushkoff explores how digital immediacy has fundamentally altered our relationship with time itself. The millennium marked a pivotal shift. After decades of anticipating transformation, we stopped looking ahead and became fixated on the perpetual now. This temporal disorientation intensified after 9/11, creating what one college graduate described to Rushkoff as a generation traumatized and incapable of accessing the greater human projects, disconnected from both history and purpose. Our traditional linear stories emerged relatively late in human history, after text and scrolls replaced oral traditions. Unlike spoken tales that kept listeners engaged in the moment, written narratives followed clear progressions with defined endings. This structure became our primary tool for understanding the world, until interactivity changed everything. The humble remote control gave viewers power to escape manipulative narratives with a button press, while hundreds of cable channels transformed viewing from following programs to surfing states of pleasure. Without time to tell linear stories, media adapted to work with just the moment. When stories collapse, reality TV fills the vacuum by abandoning scripted storytelling. Shows like The Real World generate pathos through immediate sensation, pain, humiliation, tragedy, rather than character development. Producers create increasingly cruel spectacles resembling psychological experiments based on audience tolerance. Sports have transformed similarly. Youth gravitate toward freestyle activities like skateboarding that emphasize individual expression over team narratives. Traditional sports suffer as their storylines disintegrate. Football's brotherhood undermined by scandal, baseball's hometown heroes replaced by mercenary free agents. Even championships carry mental asterisks for disillusioned fans. The Simpsons exemplifies this shift. Episodes have plots but lack real stakes, with moments of recognition replacing narrative resolution. Without coherent stories connecting past to future, we're left with disconnected moments of spectacle, trading the satisfaction of resolution for the intensity of the moment. Present shock manifests through our attempts to exist in multiple places simultaneously. This digiphrenia creates disorientation in our always connected world. Imagine being in a Berlin hotel after exhausting travel, only to find your inbox demanding immediate responses. A limbo between physical and digital presence, creating stress as we attempt to synchronize our biological existence with digital demands. The assault on our temporal sensibilities predates smartphones. Humans once lived without any concept of time, existing in an eternal present. Text allowed recording of promises, while Benedictine monks developed the first mechanical clocks to synchronize devotions. The clock tower gave everyone access to shared time, shifting society's priorities from God to productivity. In the digital era, we've moved from the clock's circular arms to the computer's binary pulse. Digital time doesn't flow, it flicks between states. Our taskmaster is no longer the central clock tower, but the personal device in our pocket, keeping us perpetually always on. We've created tools that free us from nature's temporal constraints while our bodies remain anchored in biological rhythms, creating dissonance between our physical needs and digital demands. The compression of timescales creates overwinding, attempting to force long-term processes into immediate timeframes. Like NBA players injured during compressed seasons, we subject ourselves to temporal stress by conflating different timescales. This isn't merely anxiety, but the structural strain of living on multiple timescales simultaneously. This temporal confusion appears in shows like The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, where women with cosmetically frozen faces struggle to communicate, having sacrificed expressiveness for an illusion of timelessness. This short forever mentality creates a society where 12-year-olds and 40-year-olds both aim for 19. Black Friday exemplifies our overwhelmed consumer culture. What began as post-Thanksgiving sales has invaded the holiday itself, with retailers competing to open increasingly earlier. This compression creates backlash from shoppers and workers who resent sacrificing family time for corporate profits. Meanwhile, consumer culture has shifted from ownership to subscription services, reducing consumption friction but limiting our ability to share. Time compression has revolutionized our financial system. Credit cards and mortgages convert future earnings into immediate consumption while exploiting psychological vulnerabilities. Hyperbolic discounting, viewing future payments as smaller, loss aversion, and optimism bias, underestimating negative outcomes. Banks leverage these cognitive biases through calculated product design. 0% introductory rates mask eventual high interest rates, while lower minimum payments multiply repayment costs. Financial institutions have shifted from real economy innovation toward complex derivatives, instruments betting on asset value changes rather than the assets themselves. These mechanisms compress future price movements into today's transactions, creating what Warren Buffett called financial weapons of mass destruction. Algorithmic trading exemplifies financial time compression, now representing over 70% of Wall Street trading volume. Programs compete in milliseconds at speeds humans cannot comprehend. Physical proximity to internet nodes becomes crucial, with firms paying premiums for microsecond advantages. When algorithms control markets, flash crashes occur as feedback loops trigger instantaneous stock plunges, risking sudden collapses in social structures before humans can intervene. When linear time collapses, we find meaning through connections rather than storylines. This pattern seeking manifests in conspiracy theories, not because these connections are valid, but because they satisfy our need to understand a presentist world. The internet amplifies this through hypertext links, ultimately rendering connections meaningless when everything is everything. In our hyper-connected world, feedback loops have accelerated beyond control. Social media enables lateral feedback, where people respond directly to each other rather than through institutions. Negativity spreads rapidly through networks, replacing the controlled messaging of mass media with something resembling the peer-to-peer conversation of medieval bazaars. University of Pennsylvania psychologist Philip Tetlock found that generalists, foxes, predict the future more accurately than specialists, hedgehogs. Foxes think laterally across disciplines and embrace uncertainty, while hedgehogs rely on fixed ideas. This pattern recognition ability serves today's students well, as demonstrated by one of Rushkoff's students who grasped Hamlet's themes from just the to-be or not-to-be soliloquy. Rather than racing toward apocalypse, we should ease off the pedal, distinguishing between artificially accelerated marketplaces and actual reality. Navigating the short forever requires thinking beyond self-interest. Communities become our time banks. Individuals represent flow, while communities provide storage. In presentist economies like Greece's alternative currency systems, community activity thrives when hoarding value isn't possible. Instead of masking incoherence with medications, we should organize routines according to our chronobiology. When things accelerate wildly, patience is the answer. The choice of how to use technology remains ours. Balance between storage and flow creates space for contemplation that resists hasty connections. In a world obsessed with immediacy, patience becomes rebellion. Technologies that fragment attention can be reconfigured to enhance rather than diminish our humanity. By consciously choosing when to connect and disconnect, when to accelerate and slow down, we regain agency over our experience of time. The present moment need not be a shock. It can be a gift, if only we unwrap it at the right pace.